Well, Hurricane Irma has delayed the harvesting of peanuts and cotton across the southeast, and they'll have to wait for the soils to dry out a little bit. It's impossible to get into the fields now, with some rains as high as 5 inches over the eastern part of Georgia, mostly 2.5 to 3 inches in the western part of Georgia and North Florida as well. The Florida soils, which is mainly sandy, should dry out quickly, and as soon as those fields dry out, farmers will be turning those peanuts upside down for drying. It appears that in the next few days that the sunshine will be coming back, and that'll be good news for peanut farmers as they'll be looking for some solar energy to dry those peanuts down to 18 to 20% moisture. Then they'll be picked by the combines, taken to the buying points, and then have to be dried down again to about 10% moisture so they can be stored for the winter. As to cotton wind damage, that is unknown at this point, but I'm sure that some 60-mile-an-hour wind that blew some cotton onto the ground and will never be able to be harvested. But the biggest amount of rain came in the eastern part of Georgia, 5 to 8 inches, and they'll have to wait a little bit longer. The western part of Georgia should be back in the fields within 3 days and get those peanuts turned upside down. But it looks like it's going to be a late harvest, and the peanut graders are ready to get started just as soon as those peanuts arrive at buying points. I'm Tyron Spearman for Southeast AgNet.